If all goes as planned, in a few years, Rivian Automotive will be one of McLean County's largest employers. Around 1,000 employees at its Normal manufacturing plant would be cranking out Rivian electric vehicles and skateboard platforms of electric batteries for other automakers. But for now, local unions say Rivian isn't being a good neighbor. GLT's Ryan Denham has that story.
Several union leaders tell GLT that Rivian is using out-of-town workers for some of the major remodeling underway at the Normal plant.
Shame on Rivian for taking tax incentives from the town of Normal and using those incentives to hire workers from the Chicagoland area.
That's Mandy Jo Gagne with the local painters union. She says Rivian has hired painters from the Chicago area to paint the inside of the plant.
What they're doing is they're actually painting the whole inside of that plant, the deck, walls, columns, and all. They're painting it white. So what that boils down to with product and labor, you're talking to about $3 million worth of work going on right here in Normal by Chicagoland workers.
Gagne says any company that's receiving local tax breaks, like Rivian does, should hire locally whenever possible.
I have 16 highly skilled, highly trained workers that are taxpayers to the town of Normal who put their children through Unit 5 going on into Illinois State, completely invested into this community, and they're watching this work go on.
The painters aren't alone. Union leaders say out-of-town workers are also doing some floor polishing work inside the plant. They also say a lot of the tear-out and demo is being done by non-union $10-an-hour workers hired through a local staffing firm. Ronnie Paul is secretary treasurer with the Laborers Local 362.
Any demolition that it can be performed by the labor's trade. The contractors they have in there are from out of state and doing work that we obviously feel we can do if given the chance.
Pat Hardesty is with the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Local 99 in Bloomington. He says it's not a union versus non-union thing. It's local versus non-local.
And we were hoping that this would be the start of a relationship with Rivian Motors to help, much like we did when Mitsubishi came to town, integrate them into the community.
The tricky part is that Rivian is not required to hire locally for its remodeling and tear-out inside the plant that it bought for $16 million. They plan to begin production on vehicles, batteries, skateboard platforms next year. The agreement that Rivian signed with local governments to win millions in tax breaks does not require the painters, the floor polishers, and laborers to be Bloomington Normal residents. Hardesty says hiring local workers would have been a good way to offset any tax revenue lost as a result of the incentive agreements.
By hiring the local workforce, that money stays in the community, and therefore the taxes that the workers would pay then go for the fire police and the teachers, that which makes up a little bit for the loss of revenue they incurred by giving the tax incentives.
To be fair, Rivian has hired local union members for some of the work, specifically a major remodel of the office areas of the plant. The first phase of that work, valued at about $1.3 million, went to Central Illinois-based contractor PJ Hare. Rivian spokesperson Michael McHale says the company has talked with union leaders and that local contractors can bid on its remodeling work. He says contracts are awarded based on many factors, including quality, price, and delivery time. McHale says Rivian has to get the plant ready for production in the most cost-effective way possible. And he encourages community members to look at the long-term benefits of Rivian's presence here. Those permanent full-time hires could be up to 1,000 by 2024. Normal Mayor Chris Kuh says he helped arrange a meeting between local unions and Rivian a few weeks ago to address these concerns.
We work pretty closely with labor, I do anyway, to try and resolve these issues.
Kuh says he'd encourage private companies to hire locally on projects like this.
That's a valid issue. That's very definitely a valid issue.
Rivian secured local property tax breaks before buying the former Mitsubishi Motors plant in early 2017. It got around $561,000 in taxes abated last year, but it won't get any this year because it failed to meet the $10 million minimum capital investments in the plant that it promised to those taxing bodies. Rivian says that was due to equipment procurement delays. If it hires 1,000 workers and invests certain amounts of the plant, Rivian will also get up to $49 million in state tax credits. Several union leaders told GLT they wish local taxing bodies had helped secure a project labor agreement with Rivian. Those are pre-hire collective bargaining agreements with one or more labor groups that sets the terms and conditions of employment for a specific construction projects that can help avoid strikes, lockouts, or other work stoppages. A project labor agreement, or PLA, could have required local workers for this initial remodeling remodeling work at Rivian. Here's Pat Hardesty with Plumbers and Pipe Fitters.
If we could have sat down at the beginning, been given a little of information, and I realize this is a startup. A lot of this technology is brand new, and you do want to keep it under wraps as much as possible. But I feel that if when Rivian bought the facility, if they would have sat down with building trades, we could have worked something out to alleviate their fears and, like I said earlier, help integrate them into the community by being there as one of their partners in this operation.
The plant itself has a history with labor agreements. When it was built in the late 80s, the general contractor signed a landmark labor agreement that guaranteed it to be done exclusively with union labor. It was signed by 16 different local unions. Robert Bruno is a professor of labor and employment relations at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. He says project labor agreements are common for public projects and can be used for private projects, too.
That's been done on these things really indicates that when you do the right kind of apples-to-apples comparison, that the PLAs really perform quite well and are very efficient mechanisms, you know, for making sure that that investment of that tax dollar really generates good value for the citizens, for the village, for, you know, the project owner, developer, what have you.
Ronnie Paul says hiring local and hiring union workers doesn't necessarily mean it'll cost more. He says union workers can sometimes complete work faster, cutting down overall costs. He says his members can do the job, skilled, safe, and on time.
Well, we don't necessarily feel just because our union contractors pay our workers more that we're not competitive, because we can be. And with that, you get what you pay for.
Despite this bump, Paul and other union leaders say they hope to have a positive relationship with Rivian moving forward.
And they feel comfortable calling us and hiring our contractors and our people. I think it originally started off where maybe they didn't know what we had to offer as far as contractor-wise, and maybe hopefully in the future that they can feel comfortable calling on our contractors that employ our local labor.
It's also unclear whether the United Auto Workers Union will return to the plant once more full-time employees are hired. Rivian has around 60 employees in Normal now, but that's expected to increase soon. A report filed by Rivian with the state says the company expects to have around 325 employees in Normal by the end of 2019. The UAW once represented Mitsubishi employees in Normal. Rivian founder and CEO R.J. Scaringe was asked last fall if they had any talks with the UAW yet.
We have not. That's something that we will have to do over the course of the next year and start those discussions.
The UAW did not respond to requests for comment for this story. A spokesperson previously told GLT they normally don't comment on organizing strategy ahead of time. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can read Rivian's original agreements with local taxing bodies and the state of Illinois at our website, wglt.org.